But joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is our old colleague. He was with us on day one when the station went on the air in 1994. About a year after that, we replaced him in the morning show. He's gone on to big things, and he joins us from time to time with some sports commentary. Here he is, Skip Bayless. Good morning, Skip.
Where is my music?
That's right. Your music from way back in the day?
It's great to be back on the Ticket, the true home of Dr. Bay, a.k.a. I'm Skip Bayless. Some may think that I'm Whip Bayless. Some haters may say that I should be Skip Say Less.
Oh, yeah. I wish that.
But this Bayless is the only sports commentator that you can't skip.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going back in a time warp here.
A lot of us like to skip to your commentary.
I remind your listeners that I am the true first morning show here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, which will become known as The Ticket.
Yeah, it has. It has. Yeah.
And even though I haven't been there in 25 years, I know I'm certainly better than Dumb Man and Filler.
Okay.
Or as I call them, the morning snoozers.
That's a sick burn.
Got us there.
I'm the only television personality that offers you the unvarnished truth, but also talks in a weird way that puts odd pauses and odd emphasis scattered throughout my sentences.
Yeah.
There was an upset a-brewin' on Saturday.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yes, the UCLA Bruins.
UCLA Gonzaga take here.
But UCLA came up short because of a lucky shot. I'd argue that that shot shouldn't even count because it was so lucky.
Okay. Well,
guys make shots from there all the time.
Drew Timmy certainly wasn't Drew Timid when it comes to sportsmanship.
No, he wasn't.
Unfortunately for Timmy, Baylor will zig the Zags tonight.
Oh, okay. There's your prediction.
This is the real miracle on the Brazos.
Okay.
But it's been so slow in happening, some might say it's the miracle on the molasses.
What a stretch.
Rock me.
Yeah, it's been a long time for Baylor. Yeah.
I guess Shaka wasn't so smart, was he? I bet for Shaka it smarts to lose to Abilene Christian.
Going back to that well again?
And now Texas has done what I did a long time ago.
What's that?
They've hired a beard. Chris Beard.
Right. Yeah, we've heard of him.
We're aware of him.
And now I'd like to talk about my Dallas Cowboys, not your Dallas Cowboys. I'm going to say it again as like my Dallas Cowboys.
That's annoying, but go ahead.
I'm predicting a very big year for my Dallas Cowboys. Dakota Prescott will become the Goda Prescott.
Oh, my God.
Dakota.
This year, when he balls out and takes my Dallas Cowboys to the Super Bowl.
Okay, that's quite a prediction.
Jerry Jones will become Scary Jones when he botches another draft. And look for even Steven Jones to get control of the team.
This cadence.
Now, some say that I am full of manufactured contrarian opinions, bad puns, and veiled hatred for LeBron. But I say I'm also into fitness.
Yeah, you tell us about that a lot.
Sure enough.
Did you know that I work out every single day to keep myself in great shape for pegging?
Well, get for what? What?
For what?
Skip, say less, out.
Okay. Didn't catch that last point.
Opinions are his own. Skip Bayless.